Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2064, recorded on Thursday the 6th of June 2019. This week's Chatterbox is accompanied by a separate memory stick with the recording of the June 29 edition of EDP Norfolk. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Part one of Chatterbox will be read this week by me, Alison Aplin, and
Don Cleaver.
We have one new listener joining us this week, Mrs. Barbara Smith of Norwich. Welcome to Chatterbox, and we hope you enjoy our weekly recordings. We'll have the usual news items from the evening news this week, plus one letter from a reader, information desk, and three features, two of them looking back 75 years to D-Day. We'll start as usual with some of the stories making the news in Norwich.
Birds seem to have been hitting the headlines this week. Our first four stories all feature feathered newsmakers. First, we have the young dove trapped in a car dealership. Then a family of blue tits who put out all the lights in a cossy street. They are followed, or should we say tailed, by a local famous canary with hawks and owls bringing up the rear. Amazingly, there was no news of the cathedral peregrine falcons. So let's start with the dove.
Yes, a young dove which found itself trapped in a car dealership in Norwich had a lucky escape, thanks to an animal rescue hero. The bird found its way into the Audi showroom on the Broadland Business Park, and after attempting to make an escape through the air, it got itself stuck on an upper ledge near the building's ceiling, some 20 feet from the floor. After laying out food and water for the bird and contacting the RSPCA, the staff at the showroom called Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue to see if he could help the animal down, as its high position was putting the dealership's vehicles and customers at risk of being soiled. Mr. Murphy said the staff thought it was a pigeon in their showroom, but it turned out to be a dove. It was up on a high windowsill. It was still a youngster. It was fully fledged, but they still rely on support and food from the mother at that age, and it got into a bit of a panic. It was already stressed. It was in a strange environment. It had walked in and couldn't find its way out. During the rescue operation, Mr. Murphy was able to coax the bird down onto a lower ledge using a 10-foot telescopic pole, and while balancing on his ladder, he caught the bird in his hand. "I released it straight away," he said. "The staff were extremely grateful. It was short and sweet, but it worked out the way I wanted it to."
All but one street lamp on cul-de-sac, which was plunged into darkness by a family of blue tits, are now in working order. 2 weeks ago, contractors upgrading eight street lights at St Walston's Close in Cossey for Norfolk County Council were required to stall their works following the discovery of a family of blue tits nesting within three columns. Tim East, who lives in the close and is county councillor for Cossey, said that after May the 21st that none of the lamps were lighting up at night. But contractors visiting the site have now said that at the tail end of last week, all but one are fully operational. A county hall spokesman said, while on site, the contractor found no faults and all lights appeared to be functioning correctly, with the exception of one column in which the nest was discovered. The lantern has been affixed to the column, but the wiring has not been connected to avoid disturbing the nest. As such, this is the only column which is not functioning. The nearby residents have been made aware of the situation and are keeping an eye on the column to inform the contractor once the birds have left the nest.
It symbolises the pride of East Anglia and our players wear it every week over their hearts. But a debate has started on social media about what is actually on Norwich City's crest. Is it a normal-sized canary sitting on a miniature football, or a giant canary on a normal-sized ball? The canary was adopted by City after weavers from the Netherlands brought their pet canaries to Norwich in the late 19th century. It soon became recognised as a distinct breed known as the Norwich canary, and the club put the crest on its jersey in 1906 with the famous yellow and green. The current design has been used since 1972, when the Eastern Daily Press ran a competition to find a new design. But the debate as to how big the canary is has stirred fans, with more than 3,700 voting in a Twitter poll created by Nick Hayhoe. About 60% believe it's a giant canary. Mr. Hayhoe said, "I absolutely love our crest, and it makes me ridiculously happy that we haven't changed it since 1973.
Eton Parish's garden party is coming soon, with hawks and owls. The annual event is at St. Andrew's Vicarage, 210 Newmarket Road, on Saturday, June the 8th, 12 to 4pm. There will be a range of stalls including plants, books, bric-a-brac, jewellery, cake, toys, woodcraft and water and wine plus refreshments. Brand new attractions this year are a display of hawks and owls by Norfolk Wildlife Encounter and Style and Fashion. Information by the Style Show at Eton. Funds raised will be put towards children and youth work in Eton. Meanwhile, St Andrew's Eton and Christchurch Eton will hold a joint Pentecost service at Christchurch on Sunday, June the 9th, 10 a.m. The preacher is the Reverend Phil Rodd, Vicar of St Andrews. Christchurch has a summer choral evensong for Trinity Sunday on Sunday, June the 16th, 6:30 p.m.